Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Talking Colorado State Rams football now with our guy Kevin Lytle with the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Kevin, we're getting closer, man. Spring game coming up on Saturday, and then we'll split for a while and see what happens with the Rams. But you noted in your story in the Coloradoan the other day that we might see some new faces still, even though we're almost done with spring football.
Yeah, definitely. The transfer portal is now open, kind of the spring window. And what that means, kind of two ways, both the in and the out. One, obviously, players are entering from around the country. But two, after spring, I would expect CSU will probably have some departures as well. And then there will be some additions coming during the summer, later spring or summer. You don't have to commit or sign at a new school during this transfer window. You just have to enter the portal if you're going to go. But there will definitely be changes before, the fall roster is set.
What are some of the targets as far as players that you think that CSU will really be looking for in the transfer portal?
Well, yeah, we know running back is going to be one. They would need a veteran back, especially depending on the Avery Morrow situation. They're probably going to add a veteran receiver as well. It's still kind of funny, it's the air raid, but that room is still a little thin. It's super, super young. Torrey Horton obviously is the veteran guy, but you have a bunch of, incoming freshmen and guys that are freshmen right now or, about to become sophomores. So they'll probably look to add a veteran there. Offensive line probably going to try and add, another depth piece. And then some, secondary, maybe a little more depth there. Linebacker, a little more depth there. So I've basically listed almost every position group, but that's what it is. Kind of plug in some holes, and, rosters now are just a lot more year to year rather than, a 3-4-5 year cycle. You still have that, but, since everyone can transfer, without sitting out, you can kind of just plug in a hole, and there are no more limits on how many guys you can sign in 1 year. So, CSU's already signed, high 30s, I think it is. They'll probably end up with, 45 or so new players between last year and next season.
Kevin, I know it's hard to evaluate in spring and everything, as far as, is this team going to be good next year? Can you tell? But what's your overall feeling? I mean, do you think this is going to be a much improved team based on what you're seeing throughout the course of spring? Or do you think it might be more of the same? Where are you sitting right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it improved definitely. It's hard to make the leap for, massive improvement, say CSU competing for a Mountain West title. It's hard to make that leap until you really see the proof just because of, how the last many years for CSU football have gone. You almost need to see it until you can believe it or before you can believe it. But I think this team will be improved. I think they should be battling for bowl eligibility in November. I think that's a realistic thing and where this team should be getting to this year.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And this guy's name keeps coming up, Kevin. We had Henry Blackburn on the program earlier in the hour, and I asked him about the offense. And one of the first names that came out was Dallin Holker, this tight end. I mean, you've talked about him. We've talked about him at practice. The players talking about him. This guy seems like he's going to be the real deal.
Yeah, Dallin Holker definitely looks very solid. I'm sure him and Henry have gone head-to-head quite a lot in camp. But, yeah, he just kind of opens up the middle of the field, that intermediate passing game that was sort of missing last year. He just seems clever in finding the right spots, a smooth athlete. So all signs point to him being a pretty solid player for CSU and an important piece to that offense. Because, again, we know they have, the wideout weapons. Torrey Horton is still Torrey Horton. Justice Ross Simmons is coming along. We know they have some other guys they're excited about, but you need that intermediate, middle of the field, kind of just get you some dirty yards type of guy. And Holker might be that guy and, kind of a new weapon offense. It seems like he's going to be a big part.
Kevin, tell us about what the spring game is going to look like. It's the ones versus the world kind of deal. Is that still the same thing what they did last year?
Yeah. I'm a fan of this format. It seems like most of the fans I've talked to are as well. It's just kind of fun. You know, you might as well have some fun with the spring game. I'm glad they make it a real contest. You know, during the Bobo years, it seems like it was never actually even a spring game. It was just kind of a glorified practice. So I'm glad it's a real game. I give something, you know, for fans to you know, get excited about. But yeah, ones versus the world. So one team is basically your starting unit on offense and defense, and then, you know, the world is the backups, and those backups will be given roughly a 21-point lead or something. I'm not sure if they've officially set the line yet. They'll be somewhere in that range, about 21 points, and basically the game is the, you know, ones need to come back and win. So it's pretty fun. Like I say, I enjoy it. I think it's entertaining. It, you know, kind of gets the juices going for the players, I think, as well. So I think it's a pretty cool format.
What do you think? Angel was bringing this up to me the other day of, I don't know who it was. Was it the Auburn coach that said, hey, maybe we should make this more of a competitive game where we play against a lesser team or something like that? We make it an actual game. What do you think about that in the spring?
Yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued by it, too. You know, I'm not 100% sure it works everywhere and for everyone, but I think it could be good, especially, you know, as conference realignment happens. You know, more conferences are going to go to like 9-game conference schedules, so you just have fewer non-con opportunities, and then, you know, so some of those, you know, FCS games might get bumped. And then further, why not make, you know, this spring game a little bit more entertaining? You know, I think if you were to have UNC and CSU playing this weekend, I don't know, you'd probably get 20,000 people at Canvas, I feel like, or, you know, at least 15,000, you know, for a unofficial game. I think that'd be fun. You know, I on the surface feel like that would be beneficial to both sides, to, you know, actually get to run your stuff against, you know, a team that doesn't know it and is trying to stop it. I feel like it could be beneficial. I'm sure there are a lot of different hurdles involved to make something like that happen. But I think it would be fun. I think it'd be entertaining. Like I say, if CSU and UNC played, you know, a spring game, that feels like that'd be pretty cool.
I would be all in on that. That would be, because again, the spring game, it's kind of cool seeing them out there, but they're going up against each other. The concern about injuries too. Well, I mean, ideally, even though you're going against each other, you're still, the coaches want these guys to go 100%, right? I mean, obviously, not really hitting the quarterback, but other than that, they're tackling, they're hitting, they're going hard.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a tough sport. Injuries are possible. But, yeah, I mean, I think you could also, if you're playing that game, you could build in some stuff. And if you wanted still quarterbacks to be untouchable, you know, even if it's, you know, CSU, UNC, you could still do that. You know, do tag sacks instead of real sacks. You could still do things to protect the players if you wanted to, but make it, you know, yeah, a game against a different team. I haven't dug through all the depths of the challenges and possible benefits, but on the surface, it feels like a thing that would be pretty fun to me.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And on the basketball side, we had you on earlier in the week with the big news of Joel Scott transferring or committing to Colorado State, the Division II Player of the Year. After a couple of days, Kevin, how are you feeling? I mean, is this one of those moves where you think, man, that's going to put this team right back on the map?
I think it's a piece of that. You know, if that's the only significant addition, then no, I don't, just, you know, because you have some other holes. But as a piece of a, you know, kind of a roster refresh, I absolutely think it is. I think he's going to be a good player, played a ton of games, has a lot of experience. Yeah, you know, is he going to average 23-10 at CSU going up a level? No, but you don't need him to. You know, if he can be at 14-7, that's looking pretty good. So, yeah, I think it's a really important addition. And, you know, if CSU can pair it with, you know, maybe one more key player, a key wing player, and Isaiah Stevens come back, all of a sudden, I think that team could be in business to be pretty solid. And so yeah, time has not dimmed my kind of optimism for that move at all yet. And we'll see what's next. Like I said, I think a wing is the top priority. I'm hearing a few rumblings that something could be cooking, but we'll see what shakes out there. But yeah, I think the early pieces are kind of coming together. Especially if Isaiah comes back.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out for your Twitter and, of course, all things Coloradoan. And then lastly for you, Kevin, you joined our friends from Ram Nation. You cheated on me when I specifically asked you not to. Those guys are great. I absolutely love them. You guys got a chance to sit down and talk to Joe Parker. Anything of note? I'm not telling you to give it all away because I want people to go listen, but anything that we should be aware of?
Yeah, always good to chat with Joel and Mike Rowe. They do a great job there. And yeah, they had Joe on after me. I just finished listening to that full segment. But yeah, I think some of it is the stuff that fans don't necessarily see but is important for the Athletics. You know, they're still working on locker rooms for some of the women's sports and, you know, refreshing those. I think maybe the biggest thing is the soccer complex. Which is to be paired with the softball, is coming along nicely, and sounds like, you know, kind of in June that's going to be pretty much ready to rock, and that's going to be a really nice piece. That soccer program, I keep thinking it should be successful, and, you know, maybe having a more permanent home is going to help with that. The soccer in Colorado, especially women's soccer, is so good that it feels like that program should succeed. So as you guys know, I'm a soccer fan, so I'm always keeping an eye on that. But, yeah, nothing earth-shattering. You know, they didn't announce CSU to the Pac-12 or anything. So I guess that must be coming later.
That's what I was looking for there, Kevin. I was waiting for it. I was hoping that's what would come of it. But, no, I always like that when you guys can sit down with those guys and talk to Joe. I mean, Joe, it does seem like when you sit down with him, he will open up. He will really get out there, and he'll discuss a lot of the inner workings of all things Colorado State and college sports.
Yeah, and like I say, all credit, Joel and Mike do a great job on that podcast. And yeah, they hit a ton of different topics, a lot of different things. So yeah, I think it's cool for fans to be able to get a little bit of that look, from, you know, sort of the fan side that Mike and Joel have, and Joe sharing, you know, insights with them. So yeah, I think it's important. You have to communicate with fans. I think that's very important for, you know, people in those positions to do. And, you know, there are a lot of different avenues to do it. And but I just think it's important to have a line of communication.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin, my man, appreciate you as always. Like I said, we'll keep an eye out on your Twitter, the Coloradoan, as we're waiting to see new names for football, names for basketball, and just probably pretty much any and everything CSU related.
Yep, absolutely. Spring has definitely turned into transfer and roster change time kind of all over.
Yeah, you got to keep up with all that, man. So good luck, and thank you for doing that. We sure appreciate you, my friend.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Brady.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. Angel, let me ask you a question. A guy that entered the transfer portal, we know he's not coming back, but he's in the transfer portal. Is it weird that UNC wished and created a graphic to wish Dalton Connect happy birthday yesterday?
I saw that, and I don't think it's weird. I mean, we talked with Smiley earlier this week, and he had said, you know, Dalton, you know, he's been at UNC for a while. He transferred here. He finished up his graduate program. You know, he's a Bear. And until he leaves, until he finds a new school, he's a Bear. So, I mean, I don't like to think of it like you go in the transfer portal, it's like a breakup. It's like, I will never talk to you again. I will never like you on Facebook. Yeah. We won't have anything together anymore. We're
done. You
won't
do an Ed McCaffrey, you mean?
Right.
You won't delete? Is it like it never existed?
Right.
Yeah.
Dalton existed at UNC. Yeah. He was the leading scorer on the team this year. Should have been Big Sky first team. But, you know, still a Bear.
Would you have done it? Would you have wished him happy birthday like that? Or would you? Because they created a graphic, and so they're working. They were putting work into this. And I know the people over there. They're great people.
Yeah, I mean, they did it for, who was it? Kennedy or Ingram, one of the two guys that transferred
in. Oh, they also entered the portal. Yeah.
In the portal, they gave him birthday shout-outs. So.
All right. It just caught me off guard.
Being a nice person.
It caught me off guard. I'm like, is Dalton coming back?
Or do we need the transfer portal to tweet happy birthday, Dalton?
Yes, they should. It's great having you here. Looking forward to see where you finally go. I mean, you've been here a while. 12:51 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.